This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Sonia Hollins says we've all heard the stories about the Underground Railroad, about Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, but there are others. Hollins, who's a writer, and her husband Sean, a graphic designer, have created a series of children's books about African Americans in our communities, those who aren't necessarily famous, but whose stories inspire. The first in the series is called Benjamin Losford and His Handy Dandy Clippers.
How are we doing? By we, I mean American society, in terms of providing good quality children's books for minorities. Mm. How are we doing on that? Is there a gap that you're filling?
Well, I think that even with this book, how it actually came about, a lot of kids do a lot of history about Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, a lot of people that are traditional in the history standings. But this book actually is bringing out a story in regards to people that are right in our community, who have been in our community, that we can actually, not necessarily Benjamin, but we can touch the things that they actually built. So this is actually bringing that history a lot closer and giving kids something that they can actually look at now compared to look at from the past and aspire from. They can look at an individual such as Benjamin that came out of slavery, went back and took his kids out of slavery and brought them back up here and taught them a trade and taught them how to be successful in the community. And that's something that can still work and gravitate to individuals and youth today.
And maybe identify with it a little bit more, a little bit more approachable maybe.
Right. And, you know, we hear about the Underground Railroad all the time in schools. And like I said, Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth. But there are people in our communities who have those connections to that history. What happened to people when they left slavery? Mm-hmm. And we have people in our communities who have those stories. Benjamin Losford's father, Abraham, actually was a slave master's barber in Kentucky. Found out he was going to be sold further south to Alabama, and he escaped. He actually broke away from slave catchers twice in order to make it to Michigan and eventually to Canada. And he promised his kids, Benjamin and Sally, and his wife, that he would return for them one day. And with the Fugitive Slave Act happening, all these things, it made it so dangerous for him to ever even try to go back. And so after he had settled in a place called Howell, Michigan, Abraham was the first black resident of Howell, Michigan, and the barber there. After slavery, he went back and got his son, Benjamin, and his daughter, Sally. And the wife had died by that time. And so he brought Benjamin up and taught Benjamin the skill. And then Benjamin was working with his dad when a guy came in and said, there's this new settlement, you know, or these loggers are, helping establish. It doesn't even have a name yet, but we need a barber. And you can meet our town president. His name is Ed Moore. And so he came to Ed Moore and saw these thousands of lumberjacks with just scruffy beards, and it was a gold mine to him. And so he literally said, this is where I'm going to be. And he stayed. And he used the skill that his father brought from slavery to help him become established in that town as the first African-American resident. He taught his son, Norm, the skill, so his son became a third-generation barber in Edmore. And they had the town's longest-running business, 81 years. And their clippers are in the museum today, the original clippers that are in the story here. They're in the museum in Edmore today. So it's an amazing story. In the back of the book, it has real photos of Abraham and Norm and his son Norm and Benjamin and in the timeline of their lives. So we're not just telling a story to kids. We're showing them how it connects to history.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I'm speaking with Sonia and Sean Hollins about their children's book, Benjamin Losford and His Handy Dandy Clippers.
Tell me about the process when you're looking at a story like this. There was a comparison that went on in my head as I read the children's story and the real story. How do you decide what to leave out? How do you make it kid-friendly, mm-hmm. you know, because there's some cruelty that, you know, slavery isn't a pretty story. How do you decide what age group can handle what?
Well, we started out, it was interesting how the story first came about when they approached Sonia in regards to talking or actually putting this together. Some of the facts were off, and we thought that Benjamin was actually headed up to Howell to actually find his dad. And he went up there, and so that was the route that we started to approach the story at. But as she started uncovering real facts through newspaper articles, it found out that this is how the story actually happened, that he was actually in Howell and got approached to come up to Edmore.
Yeah.
And so what has happened is that we're able to capture that history in such a way that's factual, but
keep it relevant to kids. I mean, our first original draft was about Abraham.
Right.
It was about Abraham and how he was helping cut, because his slave master would lend him out to other places to cut hair. And he overheard one of these guys saying that his master owed money and Abraham was going to be sold. And so he escaped twice from slave catchers and he came all the way up to Canada. Our first story was on Abraham.
Right.
And then it was going to be called Abraham's Promise because his promise was to always come back for his kids.
Yeah.
And so when we start working with Kenji, the artist, and we laid the story out, he said, why don't we start with Benjamin? Because, you know, Abraham's story is a little intense. You know, for right. kids, that's kind of, it may be more of a chapter book then.
And what's the age group that you're aiming for?
This is fifth grade and under. It's fifth grade and under. So, and we had a lot of newspaper articles from Howell, Michigan newspapers, Edmore, and everything in the story is based on what was told, what was said. Nothing is made up. Everything that goes on in the story really happened. And so that what makes it really exciting. But, you know, in addition, to be able to have kids look at the story. We wrote the story about 10, 15 times, and we had our kids read it and look it over, our nieces and nephews, over and over and over, and they would say, what does this word mean? Or what, you know, and they would break it down so that kids finally could say, okay, now I get it, I understand it, and it's not too complicated. So we actually use children as our editors, you know, to get the story to
Perfect.
Where it could be understandable for kids. And to be able to add that real history in the end for adults and teachers allowed us to bring in more detail and specific things that, you know, may be too much for kids.
You know, I had to look up Edmore. It's just a little village. Tell us what Edmore is like today compared to back then.
You know, Edmore is funny because looking at the pictures of Edmore, and they were like a huge logging community, a huge lumber industry. I mean, they had 43 lumber mills going at full speed at one point. They were like the mecca of lumber. And over the years, you know, with the lumber not being, you know, such a big commodity, and the town is just really like a small, it reminds me of Mayberry. It's like a small little town. And, you know, I don't hardly see people when I go there. Every now and then I'll see people walking around. But it's a real quaint, you know, little place. And the museum there is amazing because it has memorabilia from Benjamin and his family there, his wife's hats and, you know, the tea, you know, china that they had. Because when Norm died, he didn't have any kids. So they didn't have anybody to pass anything down to. So the museum got a lot of their items.
So no living relatives?
No.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because Benjamin's sister Sally died young when she came up to Michigan, so she never had any kids either.
And that's a great lead into actually, if that story had of passed without being uncovered, that story would have been lost.
Yeah.
So as individuals are thinking about what their, maybe even what their grandparents have done, some of that stuff is notable, and write it down, get some sound bites from it and be able to connect that history to pass it on. Because once those people pass, he wasn't able to pass it on to anybody because they didn't have any kids. So that history would be lost. So I'm glad that they were able to come to Sonia and we were able to bring this story back to life.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Sonia and Sean Hollins, the authors of Benjamin Losford and His Handy Dandy Clippers. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.